When I've been teasing this interview during the show tonight, I threw it out there on Twitter as well, and Baltimore City Councilman Brandon Scott went to St. Mary's College, and he said on Twitter to me, if you've never been to a St. Mary's College game, the atmosphere is crazy. I'll be there, SAP proud alum. Tell us about the atmosphere there, Coach.
I'll tell you what. It is crazy.
And you're home on Saturday, right?
We are home, and that's our, you know, you can use whatever analogy you want, six man, whatever. It's, we jokingly call it the Hawk Dome. It is a brutally tough atmosphere to go up against. It's from our student section who just, I mean, you would think you were at an English soccer match.
Wow.
with the organized chants and the painted faces, and I mean, our students are just unbelievable here. They've just completely supported the team, and they're just passionate, and they really, you know, that's one piece of it. And then we've got the local community has just adopted our team, and you know, there's no pro teams down here, and we've become the attraction, and you know, they fill the gym, and they're just as loud, you know, and passionate for the team. And then, you know, in there, it's really something you have to see to really understand. I mean, the arena itself is not built for sound. I don't believe it's kind of like a mixture of glass and concrete, and it's deafening. I mean, we can't give plays names because no one will hear them. I mean, we have to have hand signals for everything, and timeouts, I almost have to use sign language because no one can hear anything. It's deafening, and it definitely has played a factor. I don't know our exact record at home, but I know it's something like 64-5 in the last.
Wow.
Yeah, and I'm not exaggerating. It's close to that, or if not exactly that. It's crazy. It's a really tough place to come and play, and you know, our opponents would tell you it's definitely an advantage for us. We're undefeated right now at home on this year, and it's been just, you know, it's tough.
And something tells me it wasn't like that before you got there 8 years ago. But I do have to ask you about a sophomore, Nick Laguerre, and I believe I'm pronouncing his name correctly. Your leading scorer.
Yes.
He's a sophomore from Baltimore.
Yes.
Type 1 diabetic. Tell me about his story.
Well, Nick, I mean, I could give you just lists of things to say about Nick. I mean, if you just take the basketball out of it right from the start, I mean, he is by far one of the nicest young man I've ever had the privilege to coach, and I mean that sincerely. Everyone that knows him knows it. I mean, he is just the most polite, almost shy, I would say, at some point. You know, he's just a quiet kind of introvert to, you know, pretty much, but when he's on the court, he completely changes. He's almost like a Jekyll and Hyde, and he just becomes like a terror. I mean, he's an incredible player. He's got great athleticism. He can play any position. Right now he plays 1, 2, 3, 4 for us. And he's just, you know, I think he's third in our league in block shots, and he's our point guard. I mean, he really does amazing things, and he's completely unselfish, and you know, he's a type 1 diabetic, so there's always that issue. And I'm an awful coach. I'm always trying to, he has like Skittles every game, and I'm trying to eat them, and I forget, you know, that there is. And he's just amazing. He's a really great kid, and he's easy to root for. He's just, you know, and even when he plays, you know, he does all his talking with his game. He never talks. He just really just plays hard, and he's a highlight reel on the court. I mean, I think people come to our games just to see what he's going to do. I know he had a move in our last game against Alvernia where he kind of did like a Euro move with a ball fake that just left like three guys frozen, and even the Alvernia fans were clapping. It was like no one had ever seen the move. It was amazing, and he finished it with a layup, and he's been doing that all year. And everywhere we go, coaches and players and fans come up to me and they just go, man, number 20 is some player. And I'm just, you know, I feel very lucky to have him on our roster. And, you know, it's just been a neat story. He just really represents the college and what we're doing, you know, about as good as you can ask anybody to do it.
And finally, Chris, the big thing I think is really fascinating, 15 kids from Maryland on your roster, I count if that's correct, and about
yes.
7+ from the Baltimore area. So
yeah.
you guys are just loaded with Baltimore area kids.
Yeah, I go to I go to coaching clinics, and I, you know, I've been fortunate to speak at some coaching clinics, and you know, I tell them I don't need to go, you know, I don't need to go out of state. I don't need to go very far. I mean, I go one place, and like I said, you know, my time there, I was really lucky to, you know, I was there. I'd play in men's leagues and stuff, and I got to know Josh DeValle, you know, the head coach of Loyola Blakefield, and John Bowersfeld, and you know, I used to go to the practices when Coach Amatucci was at Calvert Hall, and I'd go see Pat Klatchy, and I learned, and even Jerry Savage, you know, I got to know him, and you know, all these great coaches there, and I learned so much from them, and like I said, I mean, these relationships I was able to develop really carried over, you know, when I got the job down here, because all of a sudden I wasn't going back into their gyms as like, oh, the head coach of St. Mary's, hi, nice to meet you. It was, you know, it was Chris coming back to the gym, and those relationships were huge for recruiting, and you know, I felt good about it because being an alum of St. Mary's, I'm really proud of the school, and I think this is a great place. It's a good academic school, and you know, it's far enough away from Baltimore that I think the players feel like they're going away to school, but it's close enough that they can get home and their families can get to the games. So I think it's been a great relationship, to be honest with you. And, you know, I'm fortunate because I'm getting, you know, I feel some of the most talented players, you know, in the country out of Baltimore. And, you know, and then the relationship is I have something good to offer. I have a really good academic school and a beautiful campus on the water. And now the basketball has been, the third thing is just offering them this nationally recognized program. And, you know, every year, this is our fifth year in the NCAA tournament. So we've really built a tradition here. And, you know, I feel like the word's getting out, you know, a little bit more than when I first got here. And I was just kind of scared at what was going to happen.
Chris Hardy, the head basketball coach at St. Mary's College. They're in the Sweet 16 at home on Saturday, 7:30 tip-off against Morrisville State. Coach, thank you so much, and best of luck. And if you get by this round, we will certainly have you on again soon.
I really appreciate that. Thanks very much.
That's Chris Harney, the head basketball coach at St. Mary's College. Great story down there in Southern Maryland. We'll come back with more next year on Sportsline.